Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready? This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hey, beloveds, how goes it? Happy Friday. It's my favorite day of the week because I get to do my fave five for you, which is where I get to share five of the things that I'm obsessing over this week. And this week, since spring is finally here, it's finally going to be warm this weekend, I wanted to share with you the five non-cheesy outfits for Easter for babies, inspired by the fact that I had picked out this super cute little bunny suit outfit complete with long ears for my youngest son, Malin, who is 7.5 weeks old. And my fiance said, Malin has more self-respect than to wear that. You gotta give it to him. He's got a good dry sense of humor, my fiance. So honestly, though, like, I don't like to dress my kids like super cheesed up. Like, I love dressing both of my sons. Lyric, my oldest, is 5.5. And Malin, like I said, is 7.5 weeks. I like to dress them like little men. I always have. I haven't really ever been into like the whole super like cartoony stuff or like super bright colors. Like, I like bright colors, but in moderation. Like, color block is cute. Tie dye is cute. Like, I'm not one to have like cartoon characters all over their clothes. Everybody like, oh, let them be kids. I'm like, no, I want to dress them like little men. But with that being said, I kind of agree with what my fiance said about the bunny suit being kind of like, okay. Because I'm trying to make a big deal out of all these holidays. Not that I don't always, but especially with COVID, like my son Lyric up until last year got to do a bunny photo every single time. And then the last year he didn't get one. And this is my son Malin's first Easter, obviously. So I want to do it up. And we are actually having a bunny come to him. By the way, it's called Passion for Ezra, the company that does it. And she is so sweet. It's veteran owned as well. I'm so excited to make this happen. He doesn't know. And I think that he thinks it's going to be like Easter like last year. But I want to have a super cute outfit for both him and Malin for that. I have a separate outfit for Lyric that I'm doing. But this podcast is about like baby stuff. Because I feel like it's kind of difficult sometimes to find little baby cute clothes that, again, aren't those super cartoony like saying things. But I think the clothes for little baby boys have evolved so much, because when I was pregnant with Lyric, it almost felt like there was all the beautiful, adorable like girl stuff, and then there was like five options for boys. But I feel like now a lot more unisex things are coming out and a lot cuter things for both, you know, boys and girls. But I have boys, so maybe I'm just paying attention to those clothes a little more. Any hoozle bees, down to the fave five. So a lot of these I found on Amazon because I wanted to find stuff for you guys that you could go get and you could get it now, because obviously like Easter is, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump away. Haha. See what I did there? I'm incredibly cheesy and very delirious right now because my baby is not sleeping. So bear with me. But the first one is like from Amazon. It's the infant bunny baby knitted jumpsuit. And this, I don't think Marshall would allow me to put Malin in it, but I think it's so cute, and I might just buy it anyway and sneak it on him anyway. But it's a little knitted jumper. It's long sleeves, so just in case it's like a little, like, unless, you know, just if you're, this is more for just taking a photo, but depending on where you are, it still could be chilly outside. But it's so adorable. It's got a little cotton tail on it, and then it's got the really cute tan like wooden buttons on it, and it's $20.99. They have it in five different colors. They have it in a light blue, they have it in a white cream, they have it in a white and gray, they have it in a gray, they even have it in pink. It's so adorable, and I think that's another good unisex option. Next one, also from Amazon, I did order this for Malin because I have a couple of these actually already in his little closet, because that kid's got almost as much clothes as I do. But it's a super cute summer button-down knit, and it's got those wood-looking buttons on it as well. But this is this really pretty pastel blue without being a baby blue, because I don't really like baby blue, like in moderation. I've never been like a baby anything color person, like a baby blue, a baby pink, a baby yellow, you know, because I like I said, I like to dress them like little men versus like, you know, cartoons. But it's the thing about this one is it also comes in five colors, like a pink, a white, a gray, a blue, but really like really muted, pretty toned down colors. And it's only $6.99. And right now it's got that little option on it that Amazon gives you sometimes, like click here and save 5%. And it's Prime, so I'm going to get it in 2 days. The next one is also from Amazon. Last one from Amazon, I promise. But it's the Easter Bunny sleeveless button knit romper. Oh my gird. This is so cute. And it has that like Burt's Bees feel to it. You know how Burt's Bees has that kind of like old school style, really good fabric. But this is a lot like the first one I was describing to you with that knit fabric, but it's sleeveless and it's got the little buttons on top because apparently I'm obsessed with them. But it's got a knit bunny rabbit on the front, but it's cute and still cool. That I feel like Malin can look at these photos 20 years from now and not be like, Mom, what the hell did you put me in? But it's only $16.99. And I know, like, that could be kind of pricey for the fact that they're going to wear it one time, maybe twice, and grow out of it. Or it's, like, even still too fancy for every day. But I feel like also this could be one of those things that you keep forever. You know what I mean? That he'll take it out of a drawer. Well, I don't know if he will. Maybe that's just me wishing he will. I don't know. Maybe his wife someday will take it out of a drawer and be like, oh, my God, that's so cute. But, yeah, $16.99 on Amazon. The next one's from Old Navy. Old Navy, don't sleep on their kids' clothes. Like, their kids' clothes and their athletics have me, like, shook. They're so cute and relatively inexpensive, especially if you get them on sale. Because right now they've got sales on all their Easter stuff, and this is the one I'm actually thinking I'm going to put Malin in for photos. It's the short sleeve bunny print poplin shirt for $14. Again, I spent $14 on my shirts, so $14 for a little baby is a little pricey, but it is so darn cute, and it'll look so adorable with the outfit that I put together with Lyric without them being matchy-matchy, because Marshall's like, no, we're not doing that. And I kind of agree, because the photos I see of me and my sister were matchy-matchy. I was like, you know, it's all cute. It's fine if you want to, you know, matchy-matchy with your kids, but I'm kind of not down with that. But it also, it's $14, and I did the whole, like, website to store thing. So it was, like, super quick, and if I don't like it, when I get there, I can return it. I love that. That's the one good thing about COVID and shopping is that you get, like, do the whole pick it up curbside situation. And last but never least, from Target. Target is also great with their kids' clothes. The Cat and Jack line, love it. So this one is the chambray bunny suspender set. It's so cute. It's a little teal button down. It's got a little bow tie. It's got overall suspenders that are blue, that have little white bunnies on them. Oh, they're so adorable. I feel like if I buy this, I'm going to be cursing myself because dressing babies in anything other than a onesie is a pain in the ass, but it'll be worth it for the photo if I can get it. And it's $14 on clearance right now. And that's another one that you can do like website to store, curbside pickup type situation. So you don't have to worry about seeing if it's going to come in the mail or not. But yeah, that's my fave five for the week. I want to see your guys's photos of all your Easter wonderments, all your Easter fun times. I like it when you guys hit me up in the DMs. And hey, if you also have any like suggestions for springtime clothes for kids that you want to give me, always send those on over. Hit me up in the DMs at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram, Facebook. Twitter is Riley Couture 5. And then TikTok is Riley Couture 7. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. You guys, love you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a really great week, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. It's Really Riley.